Hi folks, welcome to Thursday's Coffee and Colossians. I might be a wee bit quicker today because we're packing up, getting ready to go back to Scotland for a month. Very much looking forward to it, but going to continue doing this Colossian studies as well. Now, we've looked at the regulations, and verse 23 says, "Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence." Now, this has been talking about the rules of this world, the elemental spiritual forces. It's been talking about religion and the rules of religion. Now, what does he say is wrong with them? He says they don't deal with the issue. They don't deal with the problem. It's futile and frustrating. This is not an external problem that can be dealt with by external means. It's internal. So Jerome wrote of his own experience in this. I love this passage. He says, "Oh, how often I imagined that I was in the midst of the pleasure of Rome when I was stationed in the desert, in that solitary wasteland which is so burned up by the heat of the sun that it provides a dreadful habitation for monks. I, who because of the fear of hell had condemned myself to such a hell, and who had nothing but scorpions and wild animals for company, often thought I was dancing in a chorus with girls. My face was pale with fasting, but my mind burned with passionate desires within my freezing body." It is a key principle. You do not deal with sensual indulgence by suppressing your senses, because that does end up with suppression. Now, you don't deal with sensual indulgence by, I was going to say not suppressing, what's the opposite of suppressing? By indulging your senses. So you don't, you know, you're gluttonous, you don't say, "I'm going to eat as much as I can." You have sexual lust, you don't say, "Well, I'm just going to go out and sleep with whoever I want, or I'm going to watch pornography." You're violent, you have a tendency to anger. You don't say, "Right, I'm going to go out and beat some people up." No. But you don't deal with them either by saying, "I'm just going to suppress these." There needs to be a change of heart. When Paul is talking about this, he's talking about what religion often is. It's self-made, self-induced, and self-willed. It's not just useless, it's harmful. It leads to what some people would call a humble pride. Their false humility. "Oh, I'm ever so humble." No. Religion can feed man's pride. We can feel, "Well, because I'm religious, I'm better than other people who are not religious." And we need to be extremely careful about that. So what is the solution to all of that? Well, it's back to verse 20 and also on to verse, what we'll look at tomorrow, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 20, "You died with Christ." It's the cross. The solution to that is the cross. "And you've been raised with Christ." Now we'll see what the "raised with Christ" means tomorrow. But it's just simply this, and I plead this for you. It's good to be self-disciplined. It's good to have goals and targets and everything else. But our heart has to be right. It has to be our affections. And that's what we need to deal with. That's why I love reading the Puritans, because they're surgeons of the heart. And that really is what true religion is really about. Not the external rituals, but dealing with our heart, the Word of God cutting deep. So I will leave it there. And in this beautiful day, sorry for the noise again. We have this constant noise just now. But see you tomorrow. Bye.